96.3 WHUR.
On the line, Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks. It's always good to talk to you. First of all, let me ask you about the numbers of coronavirus now that stage one of has, you know, seen your county reopen.
So, you know what, our county, actually, we've done a really beautiful job of social distancing and really following all the advice from the medical professionals. And it has caused a decline in our hospitalizations. We are so happy to say we've also seen a decline in the death rate. We've seen also a decline in the positivity rate. When we started, say around April or so, we were testing at about 41% of all the people we tested were positive for COVID. As of this week, we are seeing 16%. So we are not out of the woods yet. We are still very high, 15,000-plus cases that we have here. And deaths are continuing, but we are seeing some positive progress, and I'm just so grateful to all of our residents who made the sacrifice, as well as our first responders and others in the medical profession who have helped us to get to a point where we feel comfortable opening now in phase one this week.
I do need to talk to you about what we saw. I was happy to see Chief Stawinski come out right in front of this when this disturbing video of the officers in Prince George's County was made public. We had to run it today on Channel 5, and we saw it trying to make sense of it, but action has been taken. Can you tell me your reaction when you saw the video of what appeared to be several officers kicking a suspect while that suspect was on the ground?
Well, you know, there's only one reaction to that. We're disgusted. We're tired of it. We're exhausted of it. And we actually released that footage to the press. So it wasn't that it was released by anybody. We actually released it to the press because people deserve to see what's happening. Now, we also took action, swift action. We learned about it just yesterday afternoon. I didn't know about it. The chief didn't know about it. But someone in the public made us aware of it. That the officers and their supervisor were all suspended without pay. But the sad part of this is that that was all we could do yesterday because there is a law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights that prevents us from firing on the spot someone like that. And I have to tell you, that is just, to me, is very disturbing. If I go to work and I kick and punch somebody, what do you think happens to my job?
Right.
That's the question, right? And so we have a long way to go in terms of the kinds of reforms that need to be had so that we don't have to tolerate, even for a moment, poor conduct, that we should be able to terminate individuals more quickly. So we'll be working on that, continuing to work. But we are, they were held accountable right away, removed from, they are no longer, their police powers have been suspended. And there's no, it's inexplicable. There's nothing we could ever do to defend it, nor would we. And it disgusts everybody. And you know what? And it disgusts their colleagues who are doing good work. Good officers don't like bad officers. They really don't.
It seems to me, it struck me as being so tone deaf right now with what is going on, not just locally in the DMV with the protesting, but also nationally and globally as well. That really struck a nerve with me.
It did, too. I felt the exact same way. There's something wrong with any person who's capable of that kind of conduct on any day, and especially in light of what we're seeing. If you go to work and you still behave that way, there's something wrong. And that person ought to be removed immediately, if not sooner, from our ranks and from our community because their services are not desired or wanted here. So we will take the steps necessary to not only discipline that individual, but also I believe that person doesn't belong on our force. So we'll follow all the steps. And you know, we're just tired. We are so tired of that kind of conduct. But the work is that we have to screen more closely, make sure we know who we're hiring. And the other thing we have to do is to make sure that the psychological and mental screenings tell us the people who are fit to serve us. So I think we have to do a better job in screening. And as things occur during the course of that person's employment, I believe that we ought to go back, and these are some of the reforms that we're putting in place, to make sure we have people who are actually fit to serve us. There are some people who, because of whatever their psychological situation is, are not fit to serve. And we need a better mechanism for identifying those people and making sure they never have an opportunity to interface with the public.
We're talking with County Executive Alsobrooks, and you have a town hall today, right?
We do. We do. So we have an exciting town hall tonight. Judge Mathis is so generous to have agreed to be with us tonight. We have a number of other panelists who will be with us. Judge Mathis and I conducted, along with now Congressman, again, Kwaisi Mfume, a brotherhood summit in 2015, where he's been working with us in the county for years to mentor young boys between 13 and 18. But tonight we're going to host a conversation We hope a lot of the young people in our community will get on this town hall. We have Angie Ange on there and Joe Claire, and we also have a council member at large, Calvin Hawkins, our state's attorney, Aisha Braveboy, Pastor Tony Lee, and several other panelists who will be discussing policing in our county and some of the talking about reforms and solutions and how we really get to a place where equality and justice are the standard and to hear the concerns of the public.
Angela Alsobrooks, County Executive of Prince George's County. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. It's so refreshing to hear some of the real things that we can do as a society right now to try to put an end to police brutality, period. So you always give it to us straight, and we really appreciate your time. The best of luck with tonight's town hall.
Thank you for having me, and everybody, hang in there. We're going somewhere. We're going to get to the other side of this, so thank you so much for having me.